Dozens of people gathered at Farnsworth Park in Soldotna for a candlelight vigil last night. It's a joint effort of the Kenai Peninsula School District and community groups to raise awareness about homeless youth and families in the area. KBBI's Shady Grove Oliver was there.
The sign that marks the entrance to Farnsworth Park reads, "Dedicated to the Children of Soldotna." During the day, kids can often be seen playing on the equipment or in the grass. But the nighttime vigil held at the park was for kids who often go unseen.
They don't want to be known because they don't want to be known as one of those kids, you know, that doesn't have the family support, you know, is struggling.
Krista Schooley knows because she was one of them. She was born and raised in Soldotna. She's 40 years old now and a proud parent and grandmother. But she says a long time ago, her life was very different. A series of very bad events led to her becoming homeless.
A lot of just trauma in my life, you know. I was raped when I was 14, and it just made me go downhill. Ended up being a mom of two by the time I was 17. And from the age of 17 to 19, I was a couch surfer. I went from couch to couch.
As a homeless teenager, she struggled to find safe places to sleep at night, food, and most of all, support.
There wasn't really anything out in the community to really help me get on my feet.
Going about trying to find what resources are available, it's very difficult when you're on your own.
Kelly King coordinates the Students in Transition program for the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District. Each year, her program identifies between 200 and 300 homeless students in the district, and that number is rising.
It's hard for me to imagine being 16 years old and trying to channel public assistance for food stamps and figure out how I'm getting to and from school.
Then there's finding shelter, running water, heat, and much more. Her program helps youth navigate the specifics of getting the help they need so they can stay in school. But the reason she and others have organized this vigil for the last 5 years is to shed some public light on this incredibly important issue that she says isn't talked about enough.
Well, I think in society in general, there's a really negative stigma attached to the word homeless.
She says she hopes events like this will motivate people to really think about the issue without stigmatizing it. And 17-year-old Soldotna High School student Lana Chesley is doing just that. She's seen how being in that position goes beyond the personal life. She's had homeless classmates and friends, and says it takes its toll on school life and social life as well.
I knew it was really hard because most kids grow up with all sorts of electronics and gizmos and money and stuff. And the people who I knew did struggle because they couldn't connect with their friends like that. So I think it's a struggle for them as kind of an identity thing that they can't relate to their peers as anyone else did.
Kelly King hopes that making the unseen seen, even for just one night, could spark the change that is sorely needed. In Soldotna, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.